Chapter 13. The End of the Show. 19 years of age, Mumbai. 6 months have passed since the longest night of my life. Smita kept her promise, and she fought for me as hard as she could. She used the DVD recordings to prove that I had not cheated. New Age Telemedia finally paid me the full 1 billion rupee prize money. The company had no more money after that, and so I became the first and last winner on the show. Prem Kumar died 2 months ago. The police say that he killed himself, but I am not so sure. I think the men running the show probably took their revenge on him. Money can buy you unexpected things. Even the police will listen to you when you show them money. So, along with a large number of policemen, I went to visit the home for disabled children that Mr. Pillay had owned. The police arrested 5 men and freed 35 disabled children. The children are now all safe and being well cared for. Salim has finally got the part of a hero in a film, and he is busy recording in Mehboob Studios. He thinks the producer is a man called Mohammed Butt, but it is actually me. The love of my life has joined me in Mumbai. She is now my wife, and her name is Nita Mohammed Thomas. Smita and I are walking along the seafront in Mumbai, and I have parked my sports car not far away. "I've been wanting to ask you something," I tell her. "That evening, when you rescued me from the police station, why didn't you tell me who you really were straight away?" "Because I wanted to hear your stories and find out the truth. I heard you tell my own story, just as it had happened. It was then that I knew for sure that you were telling me the truth." I nod my head in understanding. "Ram," she says, "that same evening, after I brought you to my house, you threw a coin in the air. Why?" "I wasn't sure whether to trust you. I used the coin to make my decision. Heads, and I would tell you everything. Tails, and I would say goodbye. It was heads. So, if it had been tails, you wouldn't have told me your story," Smita says. "It wouldn't have been tails." "Do you believe in luck that much?" she asks. "Here, take a look at the coin." I pass her the 1 rupee coin from my pocket. She looks at it, then turns it over again. "It's heads on both sides," she cries. "Yes, it's my lucky coin, but luck has nothing to do with it." I take the coin from her and throw it high in the air. It goes up, up and up, shines for a moment when the sun catches it, and then it falls into the ocean and sinks. "Why have you thrown it away?" "I don't need it now, because luck comes from inside you." Penguin Readers. Slumdog Millionaire. Vikas Swarup. Level 6. Retold by Helen Holwell. Illustrated by Matt Rota. Series Editor, Sorrel Pitts. Read by Sid Sagar. Copyright, Penguin Books Limited, 2021.